只有西雅图找得到。
We thank the Lord for this beautiful Seattle summer day.
我们可以一起来听。环境到许多很热的地方去。
I know some people have actually given up this beautiful weather and other.
因为他们不很好。主的儿女。
Good brothers and sisters to fellowship there.
我们姐妹罗朱琳要去甘肃，礼拜五出发。
Our sister Julie Huang is leaving for Gansu on Friday.
他们每年都是有这个机会，借着医疗的服务，也能够把福音传给许多我们平常不能接触的人。
She'll be traveling with a medical team to share the gospel to many people who've never heard of it before.
求主与她同在。
May the Lord be with her.
我们也纪念我们要去台湾的福音队。
We also want to remember our short-term missions trip that our team that are going to Taiwan.
今天我要继续来讲天上的异象。
And today I will continue on my topic of the heavenly vision.
今天我要来到一个新的人物。
And today I've come to a new person.
但是这个名字可能大部分没有听过，叫做约尔。
You may not be very familiar with this person, Joel.
前几次我们讲到大卫，讲到所罗门，好像大家都听过。
In the past, we've shared on the persons of David or Solomon, whom are very familiar to a lot of you.
但是像约尔，我相信不太多的人听过这个人名字。
But Joel may not be very familiar to you.
但是这个神所用的先知是在大卫是在所罗门王之后一百年。
This is a prophet of the Lord that existed about 100 years after the time of King Solomon.
从所罗门王开始往后算七代
It's about seven generations from Solomon
就来到一个王叫约阿斯
There was a king at the time named King Joash
那么这是南国的王
He was the king of the southern kingdom
那么这个约尔呢就在那一个时代中被神兴起来传达神要讲的话
And Joel was a prophet used by the Lord during that generation
那么我们知道照犹太人的历史所罗门因为他的成功
We know that as history tells us King Solomon was a very successful king
他实在是神所爱的那一个王
He was a king greatly loved by the Lord
神就大大的祝福他使他的国力一切都是当代许多的列邦所羡慕的
And the Lord blessed him abundantly so he became a king admired by many other nations
也在他的一生中他完成了他父亲的那一个心意就是为耶和华建了那一个殿
And in his lifetime he also fulfilled the dream of his father which is to build a temple for the Lord
但是人就是人
But he is still a man
我们在神的祝福的里头慢慢慢慢我们就发现人性中的缺陷
even as we are blessed by the Lord we still recognize how weak we are as human beings
我们中国话说晚节不保啊your senior age getting trouble 不是他的身体不保是他的灵性不保
It's not that he didn't keep himself well physically but it was his spiritual life that he did not keep well
他因为成功因为神祝福他
because of his success and the Lord's blessing on him
那么他就慢慢就觉得大概我无所不能了
he slowly feel like he was invincible
所以他后来就娶了很多嫔妃
he acquired for himself a lot of concubines
然后在这个嫔妃的中间有很多是外邦的女子
and many of his women were Gentile women
因着这些外邦的女子就跑进了外邦的偶像
and through these Gentile women came the Gentile idols
所以到了所罗门的晚年他在他的敬拜的里面不但有耶和华神也有这些外邦的偶像
So during the latter years of Solomon's life he worshipped the Lord God but he also worshipped other idols
所以你就看到他开始走向一个惹神愤怒的道路上
So he embarked upon this path that is seen as evil in the Lord's eyes
但是神因为他父亲的缘故
But because of the reason of his father,
没有当时报应他,
the Lord did not punish him right then.
但是他已经埋下了一个祸根。
But this, the root of evil has already been planted.
我们常常觉得英雄做事英雄当，我做了坏事我承担。
We often feel that if I've done something wrong, I'll pay for it myself.
但是在圣经来看不是那么简单。
But as you look in the Bible, it's not quite that simple.
你所种下的因，它的果可能是下一代或者三代以后才收。
The evil that you planted, it may not be reaped until 2-3 generations later.
你看亚当犯的罪，到今天我们还在付那个罪的后果。
Just like we're still paying for the evil that Adam did.
所以所罗门他犯罪了。
So King Solomon sinned.
他死了以后，国家就分裂成为南北两国。
And after he died, the country split into two, the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom.
12个支派，其中的十个支派成为北国，跟着一个王叫做耶罗波安。
The ten tribes belonged to the northern kingdom.
那么，另外有两个支派，就是犹大支派跟便雅悯支派是形成的南国，所谓犹太国。
The two other tribes, the tribes of Benjamin and Judah, became the nation of Judah, the southern kingdom.
这有点像我们中国历史里头的南北朝。
Just like in Chinese history, there was also the northern and southern dynasties.
那么这两个 王朝，一个是北朝，一个是南朝，都有十九个王。
And in the history of these two separate nations, each had 19 kings.
可是这十九个王所占所有的这个时间不同。
But they were reigning during different time periods.
北国十九个王总共209年。
The 19 kings of the northern kingdom lasted 209 years.
那南方这十九个王就比北方多了135年。
But the 19 kings of the southern kingdom reigned another 135 years in addition to the kings of the northern kingdom.
那为什么厚此薄彼呢？
Why the difference?
因为南方在十九个王里面有八个王是好王。
Because of the 19 kings of the southern kingdom, there were 8 good kings.
对。那么，所以你加起来38个王，对不对？
So altogether, we had 38 kings.
南北朝加起来38个王，
of both nations.
只有八个是好王。
Of the 38, only
8 were good. 其他30个王都是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
The other 30 did what was seemed evil in the Lord's eyes.
北方的十九个王没有一个好王。
Of the 19 kings of the northern kingdom, there was not a single good one.
八个好王都在南朝。
The 8 good ones belong to the southern kingdom.
这是从宏观我们看到这个历史的见证，写在我们圣经里面的列王记跟历代志。
That is history you can see from a broad sense as you read Chronicles and the Kings.
对，那么写在那里要告诉我们什么？
But what is it trying to tell us as it's recorded in here?
一面来讲是一个历史。
On one hand, we can see it as history.
但是我相信圣经不是只是讲那个历史就完了，它总有它真正的属灵的意义在那里。
But I think that the Bible must have a spiritual reason for telling us its history.
我们过去讲了头三个王，那是三个图画，给我们有很重要的启示。什么是合神心意的王
？In the past, as we look at three kings, we see the topic of what kind of a king is a king that.
那么这下面这38个王，这么长的一段历史，两三百年的历史，神要告诉我们什么
？But what does God want to teach us through the other 38 kings of the next 200-300 years？
对不对？这个变成我们读这四本书的时候，我们应该要问的问题。
That's something that we should ask as we read the Bible。
我们不是只是看看哦，这个王死了，然后又传给下一个王，怎么又传给下一个王，都是没完没了的裹脚布。
We're not just reading as if this king died and this king succeeded and so on and so forth.
它里面有信息要告诉我们。
There is a message in there.
谁把这个信息告诉我们呢？
And who are the people that are telling this message?
神怎么样来解释这个历史呢？
How does God explain history?
那就是这些众先知们。
That's the work of the prophets.
所以你如果去看在这一个两三百年的历史中，神就兴起了有不同的先知。
So as you can see in the 200-300 years of history, God raised up many different prophets.
有的先知是对北国讲道的。
Some of the prophets were speaking to the northern kingdom.
那么有四个先知。
There were four of them.
以利亚、以利沙、阿摩斯、何西阿。
Elijah, Elisha, Amos, and Hosea.
Okay. 这四个先知我们大概听多的比较是以利亚跟以利沙。
We're probably pretty familiar with Elijah and Elisha.
这四个先知是对北国讲道。
Those four prophets spoke to the northern kingdom.
南国呢，神兴起十个先知。
For the southern kingdom, God raised up 10 different prophets.
那么这十个先知里面，我把它分成有在被掳以前的先知。
There were prophets that came about before the kingdom became exiled.
有五个。
There were five of them.
第一个就是约珥，今天我们要讲的。
The first is Joel.
其他有以赛亚，有弥迦，有西番雅，有耶利米。
There's Isaiah, Micah, Zephaniah, and Jeremiah.
这五个先知都是在被掳之前的神的仆人，对当时的世界讲话。
Those five prophets were in existence before the exile.
然后有两个是他们被掳在巴比伦的时候，70年，那个中间两个先知讲话。
There were two prophets who were raised up during the time of exile.
那就是但以理跟以西结。
Daniel and Ezekiel.
然后他们被掳之后，70年满了又回来。
After they were exiled for 70 years, they returned.
神再给他们三个先知向他们讲话。
God gave them three other prophets.
就是哈该、撒加利亚跟马拉基。
Malachi, Haggai, and Zechariah.
所以你在这里你把它加在一起，总共就是14位先知，在那200到300年的历史中，神兴起他们来对那个时代说话。
So these are the 13 prophets that God raised up to speak to that nation during the 200-300 years of history.
所以要解释这个两三百年的历史，它属灵的含义是什么，对我们有什么意义，去看先知的话。
If you want to understand the spiritual reason for the history of these 200-300 years, you need to read the words of these prophets.
因为这些先知就是代表神的心来表明他所要求的。
Because these prophets spoke God's heart.
那么我们在预表上来看这件事。
If you look at just the representation of this matter.
因为旧约是个影子，新约是个实体。
Because we understand the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament time.
所以在旧约所发生的事情，在新约是要重复的。
The things that happened in the Old Testament time, it will be repeated in the New Testament time.
那我们说过，神的心意是要给以色列有合神心意的王。
As I've said before, The Lord's heart is to give Israel a king after his heart.
因为神救以色列人是要把他们建立成一个王国。
Because God saved the Israelites in order to build them into a nation, a kingdom.
那么这个王国谁是他真正的王呢？
And who is the true king of that kingdom?
耶和华要做他们的王。
The Lord will be their king.
但是神就选了一些他合他心意的王来代表他，来管理这个国。
But the Lord selected some kings that he liked to control that nation for him.
所以那头三个王就把这个神要的王的那个旨意就说出来了，这是头120年的历史。
The first three kings spoke of God's will in the first 120 years.
对吧，因为每三个王，每一个王都是管多少年？40年嘛。扫罗40年，大卫40年，所罗门王40年。
Each king, King Saul, King David, and King Solomon had 40 years on the throne.
所以我们知道这是头120年的历史，神已经把他所要的什么样的国家，什么样的王讲得很清楚了。
So in those 120 years, God explained clearly what kind of king and what kind of kingdom he wanted.
好，那么下面我们先从这个主日我们要来看的，就是在这段历史中，神兴起了第一个先知，叫做约珥。
From this Sunday on, we want to look at these prophets, starting from Joel.
他是在所罗门之后100年被神兴起来的。
He was called to God's work about 100 years after King Solomon.
这个时候南北两朝已经各有大概七个王到八个王。
By that time, the northern and the southern kingdom had each had seven or eight different kings.
这七个到八个王就在各 南北朝各有这么多。
Each kingdom should have had about seven or eight different kings.
有好王，也有坏王。
Among them, there were good kings, there were bad ones.
那么我们知道 有一句中国老话说，上梁不正下梁呢就歪。
I guess there's a Chinese saying that says if the upper beams are crooked, the lower beams will not be straight either.
对，也就是说做王的人不做好。
So if the king is not right, not good,
下面的老百姓呢？
What about the people?
也没办法好。
They can't be good either.
因为你上面做榜样的没有好的榜样。
Because they don't have a good role model.
所以下面的人就走歪了，走偏了。
So the people are on a crooked path as well.
所以你可以看到这四本书，列王记上下，历代志上下，讲了这么多的王，都是讲到王王王，都是讲这些王。
So in the four books, First and Second Chronicles and First and Second Kings, all they talked about were these kings, these different kings.
因为你看到的王，就说出那个时代是怎么一回事。
Because if you can look at the king, you can tell what the generation was like.
为什么有些王神祝福，有些王就被神咒诅了呢？
Why did God bless some of them yet cursed the others?
我去看了一下这个整个的北方的十九个王。
As I looked at the 19 kings of the northern nation,
没有几个得好死的。
Very few of them had a good death.
都是死于非命。
They all dead a pretty terrible, tragic death.
而且呢，这十九王有八个王是篡位的，篡位的王。This is supposed to father pass to son, son pass to the grandson. This is called orthodox.But if somewhere broke, someone else took over, that's called 篡位，我不知道英文叫什么。You don't get it?
I get it.
Who knows? Huh? Deserter? Oh, user, that's right. User, that's right. User.就是不该是他的，他拿来把他的抢来了。
Meaning it wasn't his kingship, but he stole it.
九次。
And that happened 9 times.
所以你就知道北国是一塌糊涂。
So as you can see, the northern kingdom was a mess.
那么在这样的一个情况里头，他们的属灵光景到底是什么呢？
So if the country was like that, what was the spiritual condition like?
那历代列王记里面有一句话。
There was a sentence in Kings.
十七章列王记下吧。
Second Kings.
讲到整个北国历史的一个属灵的光景。
It talked about the spiritual condition of the northern kingdom.
列王记下十七章，我们要看的是三十三节。
Second Kings chapter 17 verse 33
到三十四节。
33 to 34。
这两节圣经就把北国整个的属灵光景讲出来了。
These two verses tells us the spiritual condition of the northern kingdom.
我们找到了中文念一次，英文念一次，因为这是很重要的一个形容。
This is very important, so let's read these verses once in Chinese and once in English.
中文来，他们又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉自己的神，从何邦迁移，就随何邦的风俗。他们知道如今人照先前的风俗去行，不专心敬畏耶和华，不全守自己的规矩典章，也不遵守耶和华吩咐雅各后裔的律法诫命。雅各就是从前耶和华起名叫以色列的英文。
They fear the Lord and serve their own gods according to the custom of nations from among whom they have been carried away into exile. To this day they do according to the earlier customs. They do not fear the Lord, nor do they follow their statutes, or their ordinances, or the law, or the commandments which the Lord commanded the sons of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
所以在这个北国，你看到他们有一个现象叫做属灵的 schizophrenic.
So as you can see that the northern kingdom has spiritual schizophrenia.
就是人格分裂症。
They have split personalities.
他们一面要侍奉耶和华。
On one hand, they want to serve the Lord.
可是一面呢，又要侍奉自己心里面的 偶像。
On the other hand, they want to serve the idols of their own.
他们知道要敬畏耶和华。
They know they need to fear the Lord.
但是他们又放不了心中的偶像。
But they can't lay down their own idols.
所以北伯整个的这个王国的情形就是人格分裂。
So that kingdom has split personality.
你说他要不要神？
If you ask them, do they want God?
要不要？要。
They did.
但是他们要不要自己的偶像？
But do they also want their own idols?
那么他们怎么办呢？
So what do they do?
那你看他的开国元勋叫做耶罗伯安，这第一个王，就是所罗门下面那个。
The first king is King Jeroboam.
耶罗伯安搞什么花头呢？
And guess what he did?
他就把北朝的十个支派。把他们的由利未人统统赶出去。
He gathered upon the ten tribes and he chased away all the Levites.
然后就在他们中间设立了两个地方，设立了两个金牛。
He set two golden calves at two designated locations.
然后设立了一帮人，不是利未人做祭司。
He set a group of people who were not Levites to be priests.
然后就对十个支派说：“你们不需要。”靠利未人每年去耶路撒冷敬拜神，你们就在这两个地方就可以了。
And he said to the tribes, you don't need the Levites to worship God. You can worship your own God right here.
所以他们敬拜神是按照人的聪明、人的传统。
So their worship is according to their own thinking and their own tradition.
而不是照着耶和华的什么吩咐。耶和华的启示。
Not according to the commandment and the revelation of the Lord.
所以北朝的宗教叫做按着仁义的宗教。
So the religion of the northern kingdom is one that they thought of themselves.
因为是人自己定出来。
It's something that they established themselves.
这像什么呢？像在这个四世纪的四世时代。
Just like the time of the judges.
个人任意而行。
They all did what was right in their own eyes.
这个是北朝的那个特点。
That was the special character of the.
那南朝两个支派，它什么特点呢？
And what's the character of the two tribes in the southern kingdom?
最起码在十九个王里面，有八个王愿意全心全意的照着耶和华所吩咐的来侍奉神。
At least there were eight kings among the 19 who were willing to serve God according to God's commandment.
所以他蒙福。
So they were blessed.
当他们按照耶和华所启示的真理来行的时候，他们有神的同在，有神的祝福。
When they did according to the Lord's revelation, they had God's presence and revelation.
所以这在预表上告诉我们什么呢？
So what does it tell us?
在新约的时代，
In the time of New Testament,
那一个神的国是实体在哪里呢？
Where is God's kingdom?
啊？神的国的实体在哪里？在新约的时代。
Where is God's kingdom in New Testament time?
教会。
It's in His church.
对不对？整个的新约，神整个的工作集中就是教会。
God focuses His work on the church.
在这两千年漫长的历史中，神从十二个使徒开始一直做工，直到如今。
From the time of the 12 disciples until today, through these 2,000 some years of history.
同样，你也可以把神在新约的工作分成两大类。
You can also divide God's work in the New Testament into two different types.
有一类型像北国。
There was a type that's like the northern kingdom.
有一类型呢，像什么？像南国。
There's a type that's like the southern kingdom.
所以你去读教会历史，你就能够看到很清楚的两条线。
As you read church's history, you can find these two different paths.
都是要侍奉耶和华。
They all want to serve the Lord.
可是有一个是照风俗、照人的意思而行的。
But one type did so according to tradition and their own ideas.
占百分之多少？十二分之，十二分之十是这个样子。
Ten out of twelve did that.
只有六分之一是照着神原初的启示来侍奉的。
There's only a small portion, one out of six, that worship God according to His original revelation.
所以你就知道，今天在地上的教会。也是有这样大的区别。
So as you can see from that shadow, foreshadowing, that's like today's church as well.
有六个教会的话，有五个教会是按照北国的原则 侍奉的。
If you have six churches, five out of six will serve God according to the principle of the Northern Kingdom.
或者说，应该这样子说吧，十二个，因为十二才是完全的，十二个有十个是这样做的。
Or if you go with the original number of 12, 10 out of 12 would do that.
只有中间只有两个是像南国一样，照着神原初的启示，好好的保守神的原则。
Only two will keep God's original revelation and serve Him according to His commandments.
这是从大宏观你可以看到这件事。
That's from a larger picture.
而在实行上，你会发现38个王，30个是照己意而行。
And in practicality, you see that of the 38 kings, 30 of them did according to their own will.
只有八个是照着耶和华的启示而行的。
Only eight did things according to the Lord's revelation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
你我侍奉有两条路可以走。
As you and I serve, we have two paths.
一个叫做宽路。
One is the broad way.
一个叫做窄路。
One is the narrow way.
宽路是十个支派走的。
The broad way is the way of the 10 tribes.
窄路是两个支派走的。
The narrow way is the way of the 2 tribes.
这个是摆在历史中我们都可以读的。
This is a truth in history we can all read.
所以我们要怎么侍奉，请你在圣经里面看清楚神的路是怎么一回事。
So if you want to serve, you need to be clear as on what God's path is.
这个路是再清楚没有。
It's a very clear path.
我们有的时候听了弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，我们不知道我们的路在哪里，那是因为你没有懂圣经在讲什么。
If I hear brothers and sisters say, I don't know what God's way is, that's because you don't understand what He's saying in the Bible.
其实圣经是讲得再清楚没有。
Actually, the Bible is very clear.
好，这是我要开始进到这段历史的时候说在前面的话。
This is my foreword before we enter into this phase of history.
好，现在我们就要来注意这14个先知里面，那么我特别要注意南国的先知，因为神整个的心意是在南国，北国是完全被神放弃了。
So of all those prophets, I want to focus on the prophets that God raised up for the southern kingdom, because God's already given up on the northern kingdom.
因为整个的神工作的主流，你看神的家谱就知道了，全部都在南朝。
If you read the Lord Jesus' genealogy, it came from the southern kingdom.
对不对？你如果去看那个耶稣基督的家谱，那个神整个工作的主流线是在南朝，不在北朝，北朝一个王都没有。
Because there's not a king left in northern kingdom. Jesus came from the southern kingdom.
神做工是有他主流的。
God has a mainstream as he works.
但是主流是 minority 还是 majority？ 啊，声音太小了，都在睡觉吗
？But the Lord's way is it? Is the
Lord 神的工作，他的工作的主流是在南朝还是北朝？在南朝，是 minority 还是 majority？ 是 minority。
The core of God's work was in the southern kingdom and it's among the minority.
所以你属灵的事情永远不要说人多就是祝福，人多不一定是祝福。
Don't think that just because a lot of people are doing it, it's blessed by the Lord.
因为宽路走的人怎么样？多，窄路呢？少。
Because there are many who are on the broad way, only a few that are on the narrow way.
所以走到人多的地方，你要小心，你要知道这里到底是宽路还是窄路。
So be careful.
为什么人这么多？
When you have a lot of people walking with you.
那么我们来看这个先知。
Let's look at this prophet Joel.
请我们打开列王记下。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
哦，十一章。
Chapter 11.
十一章有这个王叫做亚哈谢，他是南朝的第六个王。
The sixth king of the southern kingdom, King Ahash.
从第一节我们稍微念一下，就知道大概当时的历史背景。
And if you read from verse 1, you can look at the history of that time.
亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭王室。但约兰王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子约士巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯从那被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母 都藏在卧房里躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。约阿斯和他的乳母藏在耶和华的殿里六年，亚他利亚篡了国位。
Chapter 11 from verse 1, when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she rose and destroyed all the royal offspring. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, who were being put to death, and placed him and his nurse in the bedroom. So they hid him from Athaliah, and he was not put to death. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord six years, while Athaliah was reigning over the land.
我们翻到历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
22.
Chapter 22.
历代志下22章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 22 from verse 1。
我们要，读几节圣经哈。第一节开始，耶路撒冷的居民立约兰的小儿子亚哈谢接续他作王，因为跟随亚拉伯人来攻营的军兵曾杀了亚哈谢的众兄长，这样犹大王约兰的儿子亚哈谢做了王。亚哈谢登基的时候年42岁，在耶路撒冷做王一年。他母亲名叫亚他利亚，是暗利的孙女。亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲给他主谋使他行恶。因为
From verse 1 to 3, then the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, that his youngest son, king in his place. For the band of men who came with Arabs to the camp has slain all the older sons. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly.
他行耶和华，第四节，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，像亚哈家一样，又因他父亲死后，由亚哈家人给他主谋，以致败坏。
Verse 4, he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselor after the death of his father, to his destruction.
第七节。
Verse 7,
亚哈谢去见约兰，这个约兰是北国的王，叫约兰，就被害了，这是出乎神，因为他到了，就同约兰出去攻击宁氏的孙子耶户，这耶户是耶和华所高，使他剪除亚哈家的。
Now the destruction of Ahaziah was from God, in that he went to Joram. Joram was the king of the northern kingdom. From when he came, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab.
第十节。
Verse 10.
亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭犹太王室，但王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯从那里被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。约示巴是约兰王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子，祭司耶和耶大的妻，收藏约阿斯躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。
Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she rose and destroyed all the royal offspring of the house of Judah.But Jehoshabeth, the king's daughter, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons who were being put to death, and placed him and his nurse in the bedroom. So Jehoshabeth, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada, the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah so that she would not put him to death.
这些名字够复杂的了。
And they're very complicated names.
看了头都昏。简单讲。
Simply put,
这是南朝的一段历史。
This is a portion of history in the Southern Kingdom.
是什么样的历史呢？
What type of history was it?
杀来 又杀去。
It's a history of killings.
那这里到底出了几个王？
How many kings came about in this history?
在这短短的这一段历史里头，一共有四个王。
There were four kings in this time.
一个叫约兰。
King Joram.
然后他的儿子叫亚哈谢。
His son Ahaziah.
然后亚哈谢有一个妈妈叫做亚他利亚，他篡位。
And Ahaziah's mother Athaliah took over the throne.
You said.
Okay.
然后这个小 baby 叫做约阿斯王。
And the one, the baby that was saved, his name is Joash.
Okay, 这是这四个人的名字。
So,
这样的一二三四。
These are the four people, four characters in this history.
所以你读完之后，你就知道，你看到这些人都在那里杀来又杀去。
These people were killing each other.
为什么呢
？For what?
为什么没有平安呢？
How come they didn't have peace?
因为他们受一个王的影响。
Because they were all influenced by one king.
那一个王是谁呢？就是北朝有一个恶王。
The evil king of the northern kingdom.
叫做亚哈。
King Ahab.
对不对？那这一个他是一个很可怕的一个王。那个时候跟他就是说警告他的那个先知在北国就是以利亚。
Elijah was the prophet of the northern kingdom that warned King Ahab.
亚哈自己很可怕，他又娶了一个很可怕的女人。
King Ahab himself was a terrible person that he married a woman who was even worse.
他的老婆叫鼎鼎大名的什么？耶西别。
That was Jezebel.
所以这个故事一直到启示录还在讲耶西别的教训。
The evil of Jezebel is even mentioned in Revelations.
所以你就知道这个是一个很可怕的灵。
So it's a terrifying spirit.
那么南朝这几个王呢，都跟这个老兄有关系。
And these kings of the southern kingdom had relations with King Ahab.
那么去篡位的这一个妈妈不是叫亚他利亚吗
？And this woman named Athaliah.
对，她是谁啊
？Who was she？
她就是亚哈的女儿啊。
She was the daughter of Ahab.
对，亚哈把他的女儿嫁给南朝做这个约兰这个我们不是讲四个王吗？第一个王叫约兰，做他的太太。
So King Ahab gave his daughter to the king of the southern kingdom Joram to be his wife.
对，然后他生了一个儿子叫亚哈谢。
Then they had a son named Ahaziah.
那约兰死了之后，就是亚哈谢来接。但是亚哈谢又回到北朝去看北朝的王，结果被杀掉了。
So when after Joram, Ahaziah took over, but Ahaziah was killed when he went to visit the northern kingdom.
那么然后这个妈妈大怒，就把南朝的几个儿子全杀光了。
So the mother
自己做王。
The mother Athaliah was angry, so she killed all the offsprings of the king in the southern kingdom, and she herself became.
就是亚哈的灵加上这一个耶西别的灵，可以让北朝完蛋，让南朝也没有一天好日子过。
You can see the spirit of Ahab and spirit of Jezebel destroyed not only the northern kingdom but also the southern kingdom.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
罪是给魔鬼开门。
Sin is opening doors for.The devil.
本来神的国是神在这里掌权。
In the past, God is in control of His kingdom.
可是人对神不忠实。
But men were not faithful to God.
亚哈王拜偶像，南朝也跟着拜。
When Ahab, King Ahab worshipped idols, his people followed suit.
他没有照着耶和华的话语去行，而是照着人的传统。人家的模式去效法。
He didn't do according to God's revelation, but according to man's traditions and his own thinking.
当人开始去走上那条神所咒诅的路的时候，
So when men began walking on this path that God cursed,
我们就给谁开门呢？
Who do we open a door for?
给邪灵开门。
We open a door for the evil spirit.
所以这个邪灵就像瘟疫一样，一直在那里蔓延、蔓延、蔓延。
So the evil spirit multiplies like an epidemic.
那么你从这一些的事情上看到一件事情，就是人不管你怎么样受神的祝福，如果你的肉体没有受对付，
You can see this spiritual truth in this, that is, regardless of how blessed you are by God, if you don't conquer your flesh,
你的肉体总有一天是给魔鬼开门的。
One day you will open the door, your flesh will open the door for the evil one.
大卫是个例子， 所罗门是个例子。
David was an example of that, and so was Solomon.
对不对？大卫还好，是他悔改。
David was okay, he repented.
但是所罗门没有悔改。
But Solomon didn't.
所以他整个这个后遗症就一直往下传。
So this problem continued from him.
所以这一百年来
，So the hundred years after,
你就可以看到这十四个王，没有几个王是真正效法大卫所做的。
You see all these kings, not very many of them did what David would do.
而大部分都是体贴什么？
The majority of them care for their own flesh.
他们体贴肉体的结果就是拜偶像。因为他们还抓着神，名没有放。
On the surface, it looks like they didn't leave God because they're still holding on to His name.
但他们说走的路是已经从窄路已经改换轨道了。
But they've already gone off the narrow path.
从窄轨变成什么？宽轨。
They've moved on to the broad way.
从窄路走到了宽路去了。
They've moved from the narrow path to the broad path.
所以这样就给神的家、神的国带来无穷的灾难。
Because of this, they brought endless destruction upon God's house.
这就是当时的这一个南北朝的属灵光景。
That's the spiritual condition of these two kingdoms at the time.
好，在这样的光景里面，神怎么办
？So what does God do at a time like this?、
神就兴起约珥。
God.Raised this prophet Joel.
约珥是这十四个先知里面，在南朝来讲的话呢，是第一个来对这个时代讲话的人。
Joel was the first prophet God rose in to speak to the southern kingdom.
他的话不多，三章圣经。
He didn't have much to say. There were only three chapters in the Bible.
但是在这三章圣经里面，讲了一个词，讲五次。
But there's one phrase that's repeated five times in these three chapters.
那我们打开来看吧。
Let's turn to it.
请翻到约珥书。
Let's turn to Joel.
我们要来看的就是到底这个先知宣布什么。
Let's see what this prophet was proclaiming.
约珥书第一章。
Joel chapter one.
耶和华的话临到比土尔的儿子约珥。老年人呢、当听我的话，国中的居民呢、都要侧耳听。在你们的日子，或在你们主列祖的日子，曾有这样的事吗？你们要将这个事传于子，子传于孙，孙传于后代。
The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, O elders, and listen, all inhabitants of the land.Has anything like this happened in your days or in your father's days? Tell your sons about it and let your sons tell their sons and their sons the next generation.
所以这里有一个信息是神要约珥讲的。
God wants Joel to share this message.
讲多久？
How long is he to share of this message?
他说从爸爸要教训什么？儿子。从儿子呢要教训孙子。然后孙子呢要一代一代往下讲。
This has to be shared from the father to the sons and the sons to their sons and to the generations after.
所以这个约珥的信息一直要讲到 generations, 就是一代一代一代一直往下讲，一直往下讲。
The message of Joel is to be passed down through generations.
所以这个信息重不重要？
So is this an important message?
因为神要一代一代往下讲。
Because God wants this to be continued on through generations.
第一个带这个信息出来的就是约珥。
And Joel was the one that brought out this message.
那他的信息讲什么呢
？And what is his message?
他就讲，他说，第四节，茧虫剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的蚂蚱来吃。
What the gnawing locust has left, the swarming locust has eaten, and what the swarming locust has left, the creeping locust has eaten, and what the creeping locust has left, the stripping locust has eaten.
完了没有？酒醉的人呐、要清醒哭泣，好酒的人呐、都当为甜酒哀嚎，因为从你们口中断绝了。
Awake drunkards and weep and wail all you wine drinkers on account of the sweet wine. This is cut off from your mouth.
有一对蝗虫，小智说，名又强盛又无数，侵犯我的地。它的牙齿如狮子的牙齿，大牙如母狮的大牙。它毁坏我的葡萄园、葡萄树。 剥了我的无花果树的皮，剥尽而且丢弃，使枝条露白。我的民啊，你当哀嚎，像处女束腰麻布，为幼年的丈夫哀嚎。
For a nation has invaded my land, mighty and without number. Its teeth are the teeth of a lion, and it has fangs of lioness. It has made my vine a waste, and my fig tree splinters. It has stripped them bare and cast them away. Their branches have become white. Wail like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth.
说话有没有一句好话？
Has he said
一句好话了没有？
So far, he hasn't said any nice words.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节是他的结论。
That is his conclusion.
为什么？哀哉，耶和华的日子临近了，这日子来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and it will come as destruction from the Almighty.
二章一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
你们要在锡安吹角，在我的圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发战，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。那日是黑暗、幽冥、密云、乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山岭，有一对蝗虫，又大又强，从来没有这样的，以后直到万代也必没有。
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Surely it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. As the dawn is spread over the mountains, so there is a great and mighty people. There has never been anything like it, nor will there be again after it, to the years of many generations.
十一节。
Verse
11. 耶和华在他军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强盛者，因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
The Lord utters his voice before his army. Surely his camp is very great, for strong is he who carries out his word. The day of the Lord is indeed great and very awesome, and who can endure it?
这是第三次提到这个词，
This,
耶和华的日子，第四次。
This is the third time he mentions the phrase, the day of the Lord.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
从三十节念下来啊，在天上地下我要显出奇事，有血，有火，有烟柱，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前。
From verse 30, I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
最后一次，三章十四节。
The last time he mentions this is in chapter 3, verse 14.
许多许多的人在断定谷，因为耶和华的日子临近断定谷，日月昏暗，星宿无光，耶和华必从锡安吼叫，从耶路撒冷发声，天地就震动。耶和华却要做他百姓避难所，以色列人的保障。你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神，且又住在锡安的圣山。那时耶路撒冷必成为圣，外邦人不再从其中经过。
From verse 14, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion, utters his voice from Jerusalem.And the heavens and the earth tremble, but the Lord is a refuge for his people, and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. So Jerusalem will be holy, and strangers will pass through it no more.
所以他是第一个先知讲到一个可怕的日子。
He is the first prophet who speaks of this terrifying day.
他引用了这个词是他开始的，叫做耶和华的日子。
He referred to this day as the day of the Lord.
然后从他开始，你再往下去算，整本的圣经这个词从旧约一直到新约，总共用了28次。
And if you count from Joel on through Old and New Testament, this phrase, the day of the Lord, is used a total of 28 times in the Bible.
那么旧约用24次，新约用4次。
24 times in the Old Testament, 4 times in the New Testament.
从这个先知开始以后，后来在旧约里头，以赛亚用了四次。
Prophet Isaiah spoke of this phrase four times.
耶利米用两次。
The prophet Jeremiah spoke of it twice.
以西结用两次。
The prophet Ezekiel spoke of it twice.
阿摩斯用两次。
The prophet Amos spoke of it twice.
俄巴底亚用一次。
The prophet Obadiah spoke of it once.
撒加利亚用六次。
The prophet Zechariah spoke of it six times.
旧约整个的结束就是马拉基最后一句话再说一次。
And it's mentioned the very last sentence of the Old Testament by the prophet Malachi.
所以你注意这本圣经的旧约的结束是结束在这个日子的预言。
And you have to notice that this, the end of the Old Testament ended on this prophet.
你注意看，马拉基四章五节六节。
Malachi, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5.
看哪，耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Malachi verses, chapter 4 verses 5 and 6. Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children, the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that will not come and smite the land with a curse.
所以这是整个旧约讲了24次，这是整个的旧约的结束，就警告世世代代的人，注意啊，这里有一个日子叫做咒诅的日子。
So the day of curse is mentioned 24 times in the Old Testament for people to pay attention, pay note of it.
那么到新约呢，那我们再来看有几次讲到同样的事情。
And same in the New Testament.
最早是五旬节那一天，彼得引用约珥书。
The first time it was mentioned was on the day of Pentecost when Peter referred to the prophet Joel.
那么就是使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章的第二十节
Verse 20,
他在那里说到五旬节这一天跟约珥的预言有关系的。
He's explaining the day of Pentecost has something to do with the prophecy of Joel.
你如果看这个二章，你从十七节念过来你就知道了。
You can read it from verse 17 of chapter 2.
因为彼得就把整个约珥书的这一段话 quote 过来了。
Because Peter was quoting this whole passage from Joel.
看现在你们看到的这个逾越节的稀奇的现象，圣灵降临。
He's saying the strange phenomenon you're witnessing right now at Pentecost, the incoming of the Holy Spirit.
是不是偶发事件？是早在八百年前，八百多年前，八百三十年前，圣经已经讲过了。
It's not a coincidence. It's something that the Bible has prophesied and mentioned more than 800 years ago.
那么十七节他就说十六节，这正是先知约珥所说的，神在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人见异象，老年人做异梦，那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言，在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变成血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前，那时候凡求告主名的就必得救。
From verse 16, but this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel, and it shall be in the last days that God said that I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bondslaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below.Blood and fire and vapor of smoke, the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
显然这一个耶和华的日子这一件事情的的确确犹太人是一代一代传下来，凡是犹太人都知道这个日子。
Clearly the message of the day of the Lord has been passed down through generations among the Jews.
那么现在你看保罗在他的书信里面他也讲。
Now even Paul in his epistles he mentioned this.
他是对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒讲的。
He speaks to the believers in Thessalonica.
所以你如果翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书五章第二节。
First of Thessalonians chapter 5 verse
12, 他说这个日子怎么来的。
And he speaks of this day.
从第一节第二节念过来吧。
Chapter 5 from verses 1.
弟兄们论到时候日期不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得下面说什么。主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 1. Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they were saying, peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
这里说主的日子。
He mentions the day of the Lord.
就是耶和华的日子。
Which is the day of the Lord.
这是保罗第一次提到他，然后到了后书二章二节再提他。
He mentions it again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 2.
我劝你们无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
That you not be quickly shaken from your composure, or be disturbed either by a spirit, or a message, or a letter, as if from us, to the fact that the day of the Lord has come.
所以你就知道这件事情是犹太人都知道的。
So this is something that all the Jews know about.
那魔鬼也在这里要混乱神的儿女，所以保罗在这里说，小心，不要被骗了。
And Satan wants to confuse God's children, so Paul is reminding them to not be confused.
日子要到，但是不要轻举什么。妄动。
The day will come, but don't be quickly shaken.
不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。这个日子要来，但是对基督徒来讲，要稳如什么泰山，不要大惊小怪。
Don't be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed, because he's reminding them the day will come, but as Christians, you need to stay calm.
那么，彼得，刚刚我们是在《使徒行传》。他讲到的时候讲到这件事，现在我们要看他的书信也讲这件事。
And Peter mentioned the phrase earlier in his message on the day of Pentecost, but he also mentioned it in his letters.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
彼得后书三章十节，但主的日子。要像贼来到一样，那日必有大响声，废去有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
所以你可以从这些经节的里头，旧约新约，你看见这个信息的的确确从一代传到另外一代。
So in all these verses through the Old Testament and the New, you can see that the message of the day of the Lord has been passed down through generations.
每一个基督徒都应该知道这件事。
And it's something that each Christian should know.
这个词汇是一个特殊的词汇。
It's a very special phrase.
那么它的含义是什么呢？
But what does it mean?
约珥就告诉我们了。
Joel tells us.
他说是可怕的日子。
It's a terrifying day.
是咒诅的日子。
Day of curse.
是黑云，是这个昏暗，是日月昏暗，星宿无光。
It's a day of darkness and gloom.
天上有异象。
There's a vision in heaven.
而且地上有灾难。
And there are destructions on earth.
那用什么形容这个灾难？
And how is this destruction being described?
蝗虫之灾。
Like the locusts.
对。但是呢，你这个解经的话呢，可以两解了。
There are two ways to explain this vision.
一个就是 literal， 就是照字面解，就是蝗虫。
You can say literally there are actual locusts invading the land.
那我不知道我们在座有多少人看过蝗虫像云一样降下来，地面的本来是一片青绿，在眨眼之间变成黄土一片。
Has anybody ever seen a swarm of locusts like a cloud coming down from heaven covering all the land?
有谁看过？有没有人看过？
No one?
How lucky you are!就是照字面讲，这种蝗虫之灾，我们如果去看这些纪录片，在欧洲、在美洲、在亚洲都有的，并不这个不稀奇。
If you have seen documentaries of the infestation of locusts, you can see that it's happened on different continents. It's not unusual.
他把所有绿色的东西全部吃光。
They can eat up anything that's green.
他下来的时候是不是一只是 Oh my goodness. 像云一样黑黑的一大片下来啊。
They come like clouds smattering down from heaven to earth.
所以照字面解的话，你就可以解释为什么神说在这里，哎呀，你们这些喝酒的要小心啊，因为酒都没有了，为什么葡萄都给吃光了？
Literally speaking, that's if you read it literally, it says those who drink wine need to be careful because you won't have no wine to drink because the wine is eaten up.
你们祭司也要糟糕了，因为你们要献的祭没有祭物，素祭也没有了，牛羊也没有，因为通通饿死了。
And priests are not able to offer sacrifices because there are no more things to offer.
因为这叫做天灾呀。
This is what's called a natural disaster.
这是一解。
That's one way to interpret it.
但是你注意看，他又说是个小字。你看这个讲到蝗虫的时候，他一定有一个小字。
But if you look at the small print next to the word locust.
比如说第一章的那个第六节，对吗？
Verse 6.
他说这个蝗虫又做什么？民。
It's being referred to as a nation.
Nation 哈，那我到二章的第。 几节，第二节又看到一次。
Also in chapter 2, in verse 2 of chapter 2,
这有一对蝗虫原文作民。
It's being referred to as people.
所以你就知道，这个蝗虫又代表的是部队。
So these locusts can be explained as an army.
为什么它是部队呢？
Why do I say it's like an army?
你第二章去读，他说是奔兵跑如马兵，在山顶蹦跳声响，如车辆的心声响，又火焰烧碎的和谐的声响，好像强盛的民摆阵预备打仗。他们一来，众民伤痛，脸色都变，他们如勇士奔跑，像战士爬城，各都步行，不乱队伍。
Verse 5 describes that with a noise as of chariots, they leap on tops of mountains like the crackling of a flame of fire, consuming the stubble like a mighty people arranged for battle. Before them, the people are in anguish. Their faces turn pale. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like soldiers.
那你如果去读启示录的时候，在三大灾难的时候，中间有一个灾叫做蝗虫之灾，就是第五号吹的时候。
And if you read Revelation, the time of the fifth trumpet, the disaster of the locusts also occurs.
所以那里讲的事情跟这个。 约珥书所讲的事情前后呼应，不谋而合。So
what's mentioned in Revelation matches what's prophesied by Joel.
也就告诉我们，有在人类历史的中间有一段时间。Which
tells us that during human history there will be a time.
叫做耶和华的日子。So
that time will be called the day of the Lord.
是神愤怒的日子。It's
a time where God's anger will come upon us.
是神跟人跟这个地球上所有不要他的人算总账的日子。The
time that God will settle accounts with all those on earth who didn't want him.
那中国有一句话叫做秋后算账。Anyway, settle the account. 神整个的怒气要向这一个作恶的时代。
It's a time that God will settle his account with this evil generation.
要把一切跟神旨意不合的，反对神旨意的，全部被打倒。
Everything that's not according to his will or is against his will be defeated at that time.
而这个审判还不是针对外邦人而已。
And this is not a judgment toward the Gentiles.
还包括了这些，就是心怀二意的。 犹太人,
this also includes those who are double-minded, those Jews who are double-minded.
因为我们如果读约珥书讲的这些事情，他对祭司讲到没有？他说祭司啊，你们要糟糕了，哀哉呀！Because
if you read Joel, he is speaking to the priests and warning them.
所以我们知道，只有犹太人才有祭司啊。And
only the Jews had priests at the time.
所以你就知道这个咒诅不单是对外邦人，也是对。
So you'll see that this curse is not just toward the Gentiles, but also toward the Jews.
所以到目前为止，我没有讲到一句是好话，对不对？
So far, I haven't said a single nice thing.
听起来大家面色沉重。
People, all of you look very, very heavy-hearted.
是，我们应该沉重。
It's true we need to have a heavy heart.
因为这个日子。 是可怕的日子。
Because the day of the Lord is a terrifying day.
我上一堂跟年轻人讲启示录。
During Sunday school time, I shared on the top on the, in the book of Revelation.
在第六印的时候。
During the sixth seal.
你就看见，日头变黑，月亮变血。
It's a time when the sun turned into darkness and the moon turned into blood.
星星好像无花果从天上掉下来。
And stars fall from the sky like fig fruits.
那么，那些在地上的君王、臣宰、富户、奴隶，通通喊一件事情。
And all the people on earth, whether it be kings or slaves, they all were calling out and saying this one thing.
谁能面对这一个日子呢？
They all were saying, who can face this
day? 他们就对大山喊，对岩石喊。
And they call out to the mountains, to the rocks.
喊什么？倒下来，倒下来，把我们遮盖起来。
Calling these rocks to fall on them, to cover them.
让我们能够躲避羔羊的面。
So that they can be hid away from the face of the Lamb.
因为人知道大难什么临头了。
Because they know that great disaster has come upon them.
所以这个是圣经里面从约珥开始一直讲到启示录都在讲这个可怕的日子。
So this terrifying day was prophesied from the prophet Joel even until the end of the Bible.
为什么神要对这个时代这样宣告这件事呢？
Why is this matter being proclaimed by the Lord?
因为我们中国人又有一句话说得很好。
Because there's another Chinese saying which states,
不见棺材不掉泪。
That you won't cry until you see the coffin.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
小孩子不听话，最后爸爸的手法是什么？
If a kid doesn't, your kid doesn't listen to you, what does the father do?
对，就是这一招。
Ultimately, the last.
你告诉孩子，你如果不听话，有修理的。
You will tell him if you don't listen to me, I have ways to discipline you.
对不对？如果你没有照着爸爸的意思去做的话。下面有它的后果的。
If you don't do as I say, there will be consequences.
这是叫做不得已啊。
It's because he had to.
天下没有父母喜欢打儿女，没有的。
There's not a single parent in the world who'd like to.
我们都是爱他们，对不对
？You love your children.
但是，如果儿女不照着父母所做的事情的时候，父母是不得已下手了。
But if they rebel against you, you have to do something.
同样，人是神所爱的。
In the same way, men are loved by God.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loved everybody.
他不愿意一个人沉沦。
He didn't want to see even one person perish.
他愿意天下的人都来悔改，接受神。
He wants everyone to repent and accept
him. 这是神的旨意。
That's his will.
可是。
But.
有的人听。
Some listen.
有的人不听。
Some people don't.
就是不相信。神爱你，但是神也是一个公义的神，要审判你。
They don't believe that God is a loving God, but yet God is also a just God.
所以神在这里就要说得很清楚，对他的犹太人，不管南国，不管北国，有一个日子要来。
So God tells his people, whether the people in the northern kingdom or southern kingdom, that there will be a day that will come.
这个日子是可怕的日子，你如果知道的话，你巴不得你不见到那个日子。
That's a terrifying day. If you know about it, you would try to do anything to escape from it.
所以我们就来读几节约珥的话，他告诉犹太人，日子是要来，但是你不必去受这个罚。
Let's read a few verses in Joel where God says, the day will come, but you don't have to, you don't necessarily have to experience it.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十二节。
Verse 12.
有一个出路。
There is a way out.
耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，或者他转意后悔留下余福，就留下献给你们耶和华神的素祭和奠祭，也未可知。
Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend to heart, not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain of offering, and a drink offering from the Lord your God.
所以在这里你看到神先是警告我们，然后告诉我们有一个出路的。
So we see that first God warns us, then he tells us that there is a way out.
这个出路是什么呢？
And what is our way out?
这个出路是这位神是有恩典、有怜悯、有慈爱的神。
Is that knowing our God is a gracious and compassionate God?
那么怎么样能够得到他的恩典、得到他的怜悯呢？
And how do you receive his grace and compassion?
一件事。
By doing this.
好，就是向他认罪悔改，就是这件事。
That is to repent.
啊，定时哭泣悲哀，一心归向我，就是讲到一个人在神面前为着自己的罪，在神面前谦卑认罪，认罪然后就是悔改。
When he says, "Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning," it tells us that it's what we should do is to come before him.And confess our sins before him and repent.
但是神知道人的悔改都有花头的。
But God knows that we are fickle even in our repentance.
你说好禁食哭泣悲哀，那我们都可以表演给你看。
We can act up this fasting and weeping and mourning.
我们在表面上可以说我们悔改了。
We can say to God we repent.
但是神说，wait a minute.要撕裂心肠而不是撕裂衣服。
God said to rend your heart and not your garments.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
什么叫撕裂衣服是什么意思？
What does it mean to rend your garments?
外面。
That means it's on the exterior.
犹太人在后悔改的时候的的确他们撕裂衣服，把灰怎么样倒在自己的头上，爱哭。
An act of repentance by the Jewish people is done by showing that they were tearing their garments and putting ashes on their heads and weeping.
表面看起来是很悔改，对不对？
It would look like they're repenting.
神说我并不看外边。
But God said, I'm not looking at your exterior actions.
我要看的是里面。
I want to see what's inside.
外面有那个悔改的样子，或者你嘴里说神啊，我懊悔了。这个都不够。
Even if you have the outward appearance of a repenting person, or if you say with your mouth, "God, I repent,"
撕裂你的心肠。
God wants to see us rend our hearts.
也就是你里面的骄傲要在神的面前把它撕裂。
Means that you need to tear apart your pride.
我们在神的面前从里面来顺服他。
We obey him from the very inside of us.
从里面看见我们真是需要在神面前痛悔我们的罪。
From the inside of our hearts, we see that we need to humble ourselves.
什么罪啊？三心两意的罪。
And confess of our sin of being a double-minded man.
我们一面说我们要侍奉神，但是我们一面又丢不掉我们手中的偶像。
On one hand, we want to say we serve you, God, but on the other hand, we can't get rid of our idols.
我们的偶像每一个人不一样，有的人是钱，有的人是色，有的人是权，有的人是名，很多很多各式各样，花样很多。
And each person has their own idols, whether it be wealth or position or things, anything of the world.
所以说，把这个心撕裂。
God said, "Rend that heart."
这样，我就祝福你们。
Then I will bless you.
这样，你们就可以逃离这个耶和华可怕的日子。
Then you may escape that terrifying day of the Lord.
所以这个是。约珥这个先知要传达的信息。
And that's the message of the prophet Joel.
他这个这三章圣经有一部分是对犹太人讲的。
There's a portion of these three chapters in Joel that speaks toward the Jews.
那么有一部分是对外邦人说。
And there's a portion that speaks to the Gentiles.
特别是那些来打击犹太人的这些外邦人。
Especially the Gentiles who were coming to attack the Jews.
那些掳掠他们、欺凌他们的这些犹太人，这些外邦人。
Those Gentiles who brought them to exile.
这些占领这个应许之地而说这是我们的，但是却不是他们的。
Those who take over the promised land and call it their own.
那个就是所谓约沙法谷的审判。
That
would. 就是第三章。
That will be a judgment that will come upon those people. The judgment in the valley of Jehoshaphat.
对，耶稣有一天要回到。犹太地来审判那些逼迫犹太人的人。
Those people who persecute the Jews will one day be judged by the Lord.
所以这一切，一面你看到是一个严肃的事情，可是另一面你看到也是神恩典慈爱的这一个一条路。
on one hand, you see that this is a very serious matter. On the other hand, you also see that God has provided a very gracious way for us.
他不但是在旧约讲，也在新约讲。
And he mentions this in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
所以这个信息也是为新约所有基督徒要提醒的。
So this is a message, a reminder for New Testament Christians.
犹太人是我们的鉴戒。
The Jews are an example for us.
这三十八个王是我们的样板。
And these 38 kings are a role model for us.
30个是坏的榜样，八个是好的榜样。
30 are bad examples, 8 are good examples.
我们当如何在这个国度中 来活呢？
How should we live in this kingdom?
比如在这个教会里面，要怎么样让这个教会能够合神的心意呢？
How can we cause this church to be a church that's after God's heart?
这个就是我们要听见的信息。
That's a message we ought to hear.
如果我们还是三心两意的话，
But if we're still double-minded,
或者说我们只是对我们的神 pay lip service 的话，
if we're still only paying lip service to our God,
我们所面临的结果就是耶和华的日子。
Our consequences will be the day of the Lord.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
愿我们在他的面前有这一个真正悔改的灵。
May we have a true spirit of repentance before Him.
好叫我们能够在那个可怕日子未来之前，我们能够凡求告主名的都必得救。
So that we can be saved before the terrifying day comes.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你在历史历代中都向你的儿女说话。
Because you continue to speak to your children through the generations.
你向我们说柔细的话。
You speak sweet words to us.
你也向我们说严厉的话。
But you also speak stern words toward us.
主啊，我们喜欢听柔细的话。
We like to hear sweet and tender words.
但是主，有的时候你逼不得已，你要向我们说严厉的话。
But sometimes you have to speak stern words to us.
主，我们的祷告乃是说，
But Lord, our prayer is,
如果我们需要严厉的话，我们宁可多听，而让我们能够走在对的路上，不要让我们走在错的路上。
Lord, if we need stern words, we'd rather hear those to cause us to be on the right path, but not the wrong path.
免得我们失落了。
Lest we be lost.
主啊，这些王有的得着了，有的失落了。
Lord, some of these kings were received by you, some were lost.
主，我们的历史会是什么呢？
Lord, what will our history be like?
我们的历史写下来以后，我们被神判断的时候，我们是恶王呢，还是好王呢？
As you judge us according to our history, will we be seen as a good king or an evil king?
感谢神，不是人判断我们。
We thank you, Lord, it's not people who will judge us.
是我们的神，是我们最后的审判官。
But our God will be our final judge.
愿你的公义彰显。
May your justice be displayed.
在教会中。
In your church.
在这个宇宙中。
In your universe.
也更愿你的慈爱永远长存。
Even more so, may your mercy last forever.
因为爱你的人，你知道。
Because you know those who love you.
感谢祷告，祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.